Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. In the new movie Swan Song, both its protagonist and its director dig through memories, summon ghosts, and return home. The movie is the latest in a series by director and writer Todd Stevens about his hometown of Sandusky, Ohio, and inspired by the people he grew up around. In Swan Song, that person is Mr. Pat, a retired and masterful hairdresser who is very much his own man. That is a proud gay man who has made the women in a small Ohio town look and feel more beautiful, as well as feeling seen. When we meet Mr. Pat, he's living in a nursing home after his partner dies. One day he's informed that a former client's dying wish was to have him style her hair before burial. Almost immediately, Pat is on the move. He quote-unquote breaks out of the home and into modern-day Ohio. He soon realizes how much the world has changed while he's been gone. Here he is walking into a black hair salon, looking for one of his signature styling items, some Vivante hair product.
I know that, girl.
I mean, you were fired when you stepped to.
This used to be
white.
My beauty supply store. I had an account.
Oh, you going way back in the day. What you looking for?
Perfect powder bleach and Vivante.
You won't get that here.
And baby, that smack don't stick to nappy heads. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want some Kizzy's Daughter pomade or some Missouri's buttercream, yeah, hell, even some juicy-ass Jerry Curl, yeah. I got you. Mm-hmm. Try Dee Dee Dale's downtown.
I'd rather swallow mucus.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
He right, though. I graduated with Dee Dee, and she nasty.
Mr. Pat is played magnetically by Udo Kier. The green-eyed German actor has had a long and successful career, appearing in more than 200 movies, including Blade and Downsizing. A review in IndieWire called Swan Song the role of his lifetime. Udo, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Yes, that was a nice scene you just played. That was really a strong one. Yes, I saw the film because I had seen it before only on my computer. And I think it's a very important film because it's a generation difference of an old man who was once very famous, almost like David Bowie, and now he is folding little napkins in a retirement home and then goes back. And I think it's also important because it is a different generation. When he was young and lived in Sandusky and had the wonderful rich women as clients and they told him all their stories. And now he goes back and realizes everything has changed. And he goes to a secondhand store and the woman, the owner, remembered him, and he remembered even when she was young that he did her hair. And then she says, I have a perfect suit for you. And she comes out with a green, light green suit, which I liked, and she gave it to me. And I'm throwing the whole film, I'm having basically that green suit and a hat on, and going to my past, and things has changed. And it was really amazing. We had a good script. Mm-hmm. That's why I did the film.
That suit is amazing. I just want to expand on it. It's pistachio green lime leisure suit, donned with a purple fedora on top of it. Let me bring in Todd Stevens, who's the director and writer of the film. Todd, talking about the costuming, I'm going to jump right in after Udo was talking about what we see him wearing. The film opens with Mr. Pat stepping on the stage in an empty theater. He's wearing a fur coat and bright white pants. He's looking fabulous. And it turns out to be a dream. He wakes up in his nursing home a moment later. Why did you want to introduce us to him in that stage dream?
Hey, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having Udo and I. It's a real honor. That was really interesting scene because that wasn't in the script. And we were shooting in my hometown in Sandusky, and there's this beautiful theater called the State Theater where I grew up watching movies when I was a kid, like an old movie palace. That's where our production offices were. So every day we would walk, you know, through the theater to go to the dressing rooms and stuff back there to get ready. And one day Udo came and he said, I have this idea, you know, of me coming out on stage and, you know, coming out from behind the curtain. And I show my rings and say, you know, I'm Mr. Pat and I'm back. And I honest to God had no idea. So we shot it, but we had no idea where we were going to use it. And my brilliant editors came up with the idea of opening the film with it, which I think it just all worked perfectly.
The original Mr. Pat, Todd, was somebody from your life, from your childhood. What was it you wanted to capture about him, and why was Udo the right person to capture that?
I wanted to capture his fearlessness, you know, and his queerness and his originality. I would see him walking around downtown. He was kind of like an alien in my hometown in a way that looked very different than everyone else. And I also felt different, you know, growing up in a conservative town as a queer kid. And so I just always looked up to him. He was like my spirit animal, you know. And I just always adored Mr. Pat. And so I really wanted to pay homage to all of the, you know, the small town gay men and women that and trans folks that like had the courage to be themselves long before it was really acceptable to be that way. And to me, they blazed the trail, you know, like I feel like my generation, future generations, like stand on Pat's, the Mr. Pat's of the world's shoulders. And I wanted to, as Udo was talking about this conversation, you know, amongst the generations, like I feel like I'm a college professor. I teach at SVA, and it's like I have queer students, and they don't know their history sometimes, you know. So like I was trying to like you know, it's like they don't even know about AIDS much and how we lost so many of our friends, and so I was trying to kind of create that conversation between generations as well. Why Udo was perfect for the role?
Why Udo?
I mean, my God! I mean, it's like. We spent like a year and a half casting, and you know, finally one of my casting directors, you know, mentioned Udo that she had just hung out with him at the Berlin Film Festival. And honest to God, like at first I was like, wait a minute, you know, the real Udo's from Germany, he's got a German accent, and the real Mr. Pat was from West Virginia. But you know, once I really thought about it and thought about all the films that I had seen Udo in over the years, including my own Private Idaho, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I you know, looked at pictures of Udo online, and I was like, wow, he has Mr. Pat's eyes. He has the same big, beautiful eyes, you know. So I jumped on a plane, and we got the script to Udo, and he really liked it a lot. And we met, we became friends, and you know, I at this point, I can't imagine anyone else on the planet playing Mr. Pat. I think Udo, every day I felt like I was watching a master class in acting, you know, as we were working. So such a beautiful performance.
Which is interesting because Udo, you shared an interview recently. You said in modern stories that you don't necessarily act. And that was advice you got from a friend, Lars von Trier. What does that mean to you, and how did you use that ethos playing Mr. Pat?
Well, it's when I that's true. We had, I did many films with Lars over the last 30 years. And one film, it was with Lauren Bacall, Ben Gazzara, James Caan, Nicole Kidman, Chloe Sevigny, and we had dinner. And his favorite line always was, he came to the dinner in the hotel where we're all staying, and he said, don't act. And I really was thinking about that. And but not acting is, first of all, what Todd and myself, what we decided was not to rehearse. Because when you rehearse, then the director says, "Ah, that's okay, but do it that way or say it that way." So you start changing the natural instinct you have for the role. And as I said before, for me, non-acting is being there and observe the situation. And of course, I had a script and talk, but it's not big numbers, as I call them. I can do that. I did that many times in many, many films. But I mean, I'm there and I liked the situation. And it was important that we thought that we actually start in the retirement home to start the movie. And I wanted to be there on my own for a day just to find out the bed, what is in the mm-hmm. cabinet, looking out of the window, to be real. It's not saying, I know actors, don't care. They go to the set, they know the lighting is on them because they're the stars, and then they don't care what is in the cabinet. But I do. I want to know what is in every drawer and all that just for myself, mm-hmm. and not talking about it. And that was the good thing about our work. And we start in the retirement home, folding little napkins so the time would go by fast. But then he gets the offer and he says, "No, bury her with bad hair. I'm retired."
I want to play that clip, Udo, so people can actually hear it. This is when the lawyer from the stage visits Mr. Pat because the client wanted Pat to style her hair before she was buried. I just want to also say the "her" is Linda Evans, which is a whole other layer. Yeah. This is from Swan Song.
Rita specified in her will that you were to do her hair and makeup for the funeral. First showing is day after tomorrow at 11 a.m. Ransom Funeral Home will require your services tomorrow night. That photo is from a year ago. Perhaps you could recreate the same hairstyle?
Split ends and all?
He speaks. Oh, I'll never forget how you used to make up Rita for her Christmas parties at the mansion. Boy, oh boy, Patrick. You made Rita Parker Sloan the most glamorous woman in town.
She should have updated her will.
I entered her final revisions personally a week before she died.
Rita left me. As a client, you remember?
I also remember you were close friends, dear friends.
I haven't pulled hair in years.
That is from the film Swan Song, which will be in theaters on August 6th, on demand August 13th. I'm speaking with the star, Udo Kier, and director, Todd Stevens. As we start to finish out this hour, Todd, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but there are a lot of memories and ghosts in this movie. Sometimes we're not sure which is a memory, which is a ghost. What did you want to explore about memory in this film, Todd?
I really felt like, you know, I'm from the small town in Sandusky, and which is actually has a really rich gay history going back many, many decades, which I've learned about over the years. And in the 80s and 90s, as the AIDS epidemic, you know, spread throughout the world, at the beginning of it, we thought it would never hit us, you know, there. But within a year or two, a lot of people, even in the small town, this little Ohio small town, were dying of AIDS, and including, you know, a lot of my friends. And so I really felt like when I was making the film that I was rousing the spirits, you know, like that I was rousing the dead in a way, including Pat, who's no longer with us, and David, and you know, all my other friends that we lost during that time. Mm-hmm. So some of these things that wound up, the kind of more magical memory stuff that wound up in the film, weren't even in the script. It just, you know, I think a lot of it was just the spark that happened between Udo and I, and being back home. I felt the presence of my friends, you know, and so we wanted to pay respect to them and sort of have them, like, you know, feel them in the film. So that's kind of where that inspiration came from. A lot of it was improvised and really interesting. You try to be loose and spontaneous and, like, you know, let the voices speak to you. And that's what we did.
And without sounding a little too woo, Todd, it sounds like there was a little bit of magic on this set in the making of this movie.
There was. It was one of those, doesn't happen mm-hmm. every time you make mm-hmm. a movie, but this was one of those movies that, like, everything I worked, you know, felt right. And including the music that's in the film, you know, you know, when you're editing a film, you temp in, you know, I've had this soundtrack in my head for years. And a lot of these songs that are in the film, Judy Garland and Dusty Springfield and Shirley Bassey, these were all some of Mr. Pat's, like, favorite songs, you know.
And I do want to point out, so we run up against a hard out, but I want to make sure I give everybody the information.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Michael Urie's in this film, Jennifer Coolidge, and you have to see it for the performance of Udo Kier. It is a fantastic film, one of my favorites of the year so far. The name of it is Swan Song, in theaters August 6th, on demand August 13th. Todd and Udo, congratulations on making a magic movie.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Thanks for
much.
Having us.